quite a few people in here today. I guess you probably need to recruit a lot of people to make up for what you were lacking in the Chip Romero department. Hey, what's wrong?
No.
No?
I won't do this again.
Evan?
I thought I killed you. You thought if you lost the extra eyes, I'd be convinced. You thought you could fool me. Well, you thought wrong.
Evan, you're not making any sense. Are you okay?
No. I won't do this again. I am not doing this again. I refuse to let shape-shifting monsters torment me any longer, okay? Is that too much to ask? I was doing better. I was getting over it. I was getting over him. You're not allowed to do this.
Ev, you're clearly upset, but I don't know what you're on about, okay? I don't know what you've gone through while I've been gone, but it sounds pretty bad. But I'm back. Look, I'm back. I'm back now. I'm here.
I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too.
And here we are, I guess.
So my mum really moved back to Spain?
Not permanently. She'll be back. So, what do you want to do?
Well, first I'd like to have a shower, and then I'd like to change my clothes, and then I would love to have a rest.
That is probably smart.
Yeah, you're telling me. Now, don't get too lonely without me, okay?
I'll try my best. You know, it's strange to see him again. It was strange. Him in that classroom. He looked different. Like him, definitely him, but different. He's changed, I think. I mean, so have I. We all have. Distance really does do something to you. Distance and time and tears. so many tears. I'm not quite sure what to feel, if I'm being honest. I mean, I'm relieved. Of course I'm relieved. Happy to see him. I'm happy. I am. I'm happy for the first time in months. But I thought he was dead until 2 hours ago. And suddenly he was just there. Just standing there with tired eyes and a face covered with dirt. But it was his face. It's really him. Chip Romero with ripped clothes and the blue in his hair fading. But it was him. It is him. He looks different. Older, maybe. He's been away for a while. Months now. No, he doesn't look older. older isn't the right word. He just looks tired. He looks absolutely exhausted. He needs sleep. And a lot of it. That's what he needs. Just a good long nap. And then we can start to figure things out, I suppose. Yeah, he looks different, but it's him this time, not some thing pretending to be him. It's him. It's definitely him. He's different from the last time I saw him, but he is still unmistakably Chip Romero. And I'm so happy he's home.
Aww, are you monologuing about me?
Nope, not at all. What gave you that impression?
Who could say? Go on, don't let me stop you. Carry on.
How are you feeling?
Cleaner.
Anything else?
Glad to be in some different clothes. I don't like that sweater that much.
How do you feel about calling your mum?
Didn't take her long to piss off, did it?
Hey, she didn't know you were still alive. None of us did. And I told you, it's not permanent. She was always going to come back eventually. This is just speeding up the process a bit.
If the town lets her back in.
Yeah, if the town lets her back in.
I think she would take it better coming from you.
Me?
I mean, yeah, I doubt she'd react well to hearing her dead son's voice on the phone.
Fair point.
Still recording, are we? That's one thing that hasn't changed, at least. Bit of normalcy, finally.
Sorry to bother you, but,
it's good to be back. But I think I'm going to turn you off for a while. I have earned some privacy. Thanks.
Is everyone here?
Except Chip and Evan, yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
So, what's the plan?
Split up. Look for the ghosts. Try to round them all up.
Should we send someone to the hotel, you know, to check on the ghosts that are already in there?
That might be a good idea, yeah. You want to do that?
I don't know. I think someone should stay here with Rose.
Oh, she's not coming with us?
She's been through a lot recently. I doubt she's feeling up to ghost hunting.
That's a fair point, I guess.
I'll stay with her.
You sure?
Positive. Are you sure you're all right with her staying here?
Yeah, of course. She was gonna have to move out of Chip's house eventually.
True. Thank you, Aster.
No problem, buddy. Alright, everyone. Listen up. We need to start heading out soon. I've divided you all up into teams to make looking for the ghosts easier, and I'm going to read those out now. So, Sam and Rose will be staying here. Firstly, because Rose isn't really in a fit state to hunt ghosts today, and secondly, to let any of the rest of us back into the house if need be. I will be going with Stephanie and Lizzie to retrieve the ghost they found by the Tooth Lake. Freddy and Rick will be searching the school and the university. Doug and Calliope will be searching the high street and the areas surrounding it. Chris and Maya will be going door to door asking if anyone has seen a ghost. And Nikki and Naomi will be going to the ghost hotel.
So, we're the only group without a necromancer, and we're going to the place with the most ghosts?
They're all harmless.
I hope you're right.
So, Chip's back.
Yeah, seems that way.
Do you think Evan will stop being so reckless now?
I hope so. I wouldn't be too optimistic, though.
No?
I think he's made a bit too much of a habit out of it.
It'd be nice if he stopped putting himself in danger all the time.
Yeah, it would. He's just... he's always been a bit of a disaster. I don't think that has anything to do with Chip, really. To be perfectly honest, Chip going missing just...
amplified it.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully he'll be a little less reckless from now on.
Hopefully. Well, we're here.
Yep. Do we just open it?
I guess...
looks like a long drop.
Ugh.
Any idea how far down it is?
No clue.
Want to throw a stone down there or something?
Sure.
Well.
Well, indeed.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Not at all. So, do you want to go first, or should I?
You know I'm fine, right?
No.
Well, I'm telling you right now that I am fine.
I don't know that you're fine, though. I only know how I'd feel if I was in your situation.
Sam.
And I know how scared and how panicked and how upset I'd be.
Sam.
And I know that if I were going through that, I'd want as much support as I could get.
Sam.
And I know that I want to be there for you and support you through this.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Of course. It's no problem. Anything you want to do, any way I could comfort you?
I think I just want to keep cuddling this cat, to be honest.
Fair enough.
What's his name, by the way?
Senator Tobeans.
Really?
Yep.
I like that a lot.
Me too.
You know, Nikki gave me his therapist's number.
He did?
Yeah. She's outside of Spirit Spirit, so I don't think I'll be able to be fully honest with her. And everything has to be over the phone, but I think she'll help.
I'm sure she will. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to call my girlfriend.
Anything in there?
Nope. You?
Nope.
Why are none of the ghosts in their rooms?
No clue.
Jesus Christ. I'm starting to worry now. It's concerning that all the rooms are empty, right?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty concerning. Is there any way they could have left the hotel?
Without a necromancer? I don't think so.
What if one of the other ghosts let them out?
I didn't want to consider that. But we might have to.
Yeah.
So? Good news. We found the ghosts. Bad news.
Bad news? I think we found all the ghosts.
Yeah. Yep. Well, are we going in?
I guess we are.
Here goes nothing.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Oh, thank God. Hi. I'm so worried.
I know. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Are you safe? Where are you?
I'm fine. I'm staying with a friend.
Okay, good. God, it's so nice to hear your voice.
It's so nice to hear yours, too. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too. So much. Why didn't you call me earlier?
I was scared.
Of me?
Of what you'd think.
Rose.
I know, it's silly.
It's not silly. You're not silly. I wish I could have heard from you earlier.
Me too.
I went to your house. You weren't there.
No.
I assume you're not planning on going back anytime soon?
Preferably not, no.
You know you can always stay with me, right? My parents wouldn't mind, and you can see the cats, and you can see me, and I can take care of you. If you tell me where you're staying, I can come and get you whenever you want, whenever you're ready. Just think about it, okay? Please?
Okay.
I love you, Rose. So much. You know that, right?
I do.
Good. I think I have to go now. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay. I'll call you later.
I hope so.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. And Marie? I love you.
Business do two mortals have in our hotel? Jasper, turn that off. I'll ask you again, mortals. What is your business here?
We. Well, you see.
Lovely hotel you've got.
Yes,
here.
Lovely.
I didn't build it. I'm just staying here.
Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. Thank you for the reminder, Jasper.
Unfortunately.
Should we tell them, Jasper?
Yes. Yeah.
Oof, I'm pretty sure they already know, Barney.
Fine. We, that is, all of us ghosts currently present, are here against our will.
We were summoned, you see.
We didn't ask to be.
Oh, no, not at all.
And yet... here we are.
And we'd quite like to get back.
Oh. you're actually in luck. That's why we're here.
Are you the one who summoned us?
No. I'm no necromancer.
I see. Do you happen to know who did it?
They missed you, you know.
Hmm?
The pets, they missed you.
Yeah, they didn't even notice I was gone.
Don't say that. They very much did. They thought about you every day.
I think you're projecting.
And I think you're extremely tired and need to go to bed.
Well, I will have to disagree with you on that.
You sure about that?
For I'm not tired.
Are you absolutely sure?
Mm-hmm.
Compelling argument, Mr. Romero. But not enough to convince me.
Why not?
Because you're currently half asleep on me.
Well, it's not my fault you're comfy. Fix yourself first, okay? Fine.
I'll sit up.
I mean, you don't have to.
Too late.
So you're going to bed?
Nope.
Come on. Chip.
I don't want to leave you alone. I already did that once.
Chip, no, don't. I'm
Don't say anything. Don't apologize. I don't need to feel even guiltier than I already...
You don't need to feel guilty. It's not your fault. I'm the one who should feel guilty.
What? No, Evan.
I didn't even consider that you might be alive. I just... It was so much easier to tell myself you were dead. I didn't want to consider that you were somewhere out there, lost and scared, far away from me, and there was nothing I could do about it. I'm sorry, Chip. I'm so sorry.
Hey. No? Okay, you have absolutely nothing to feel sorry for. Okay? I want to hear you agree with me, and I want you to say it. Okay? None of this is your fault. Say it with me.
Mm-hmm.
None of this is your fault.
I can't.
Come on. Ev, just say it for me.
None of this is my fault.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Evan? You okay, mate? Why are you looking at me like that?
Your hair.
Yeah.
I thought you were dead.
Shh. It's okay. I'm here. I'm home again. I'm here.
I thought you were dead, Chip.
I know. But look. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm not dead. I'm here.
I didn't even look for you. Chip?
Even if you did, I don't think you would have found me.
Are you going to tell me where you were?
No. No, I am. Not yet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know who did it?
We...
Do you know?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We know.
Interesting.
What's he gonna do to them?
First, they will stand before the Court of Spirits, and they will present their case. If we like it, we will ask them to send us back to our own world without further punishment.
And if you don't like it?
They die.
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Stoker Leopold, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and art by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Gray Kilgour. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Michael M. as Chip Romero,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
the illustrious Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
Aquila Pullen as Esther Ross,
Dizzy Cooper as Naomi Hamilton,
Equinox Carnworth
as Christopher Ross,
Grace Demopoulos as Rose Bell,
James Strickland as Barnabas, Kaylin Bakken as Marie Austin, and Kieran Mallon as Jasper.
Thank you very much to our patrons, Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel, McQuaid Hiller, Cheryl Tumboken, and Miri Newman. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod. Or, if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at room56pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Hey there, folks. Your host and pal, Jess, here. If you're hearing this, that means you found our frequency. Or, maybe, it found you. If it's my voice, trickling out of your speakers, however it may have gotten there, that means you're tuned in to Nowhere on Air, our little community radio show here in Braden, Alberta, where we do our best to keep you updated on the who's, what's, when's, where's, and why's of our little town. The how's, however, are usually a different story. You know how it is round here. If you don't, and you'd like to, we invite you to tune in the 10th and 21st of each month. Maybe you've sensed a shadow coming. A storm rising and writhing just over the horizon. Or something like a voice calling on the wind. Something you remember from a dream. If you have, find us wherever you get your podcasts. Or on Twitter at Nowhere on Air for information, updates, and more. Listen close. Don't wander off. Especially out here.